Bob Bronson was joined by family, friends and Livermore High School alumni at the Starlight Banquet Hall in San Jose for the 22nd Annual California Wrestling Hall of Fame Banquet earlier this month. As a result of his lifetime dedication to coaching, mentoring and great contributions to the sport of wrestling, Bronson was presented with the Lifetime Service Award. Bronson's recent induction makes him the fourth Livermore High wrestling alumni to receive this distinguished honor and sixth overall between the two high schools in the city. He is joined by fellow Livermore wrestling alumni Steve Page, 2016, Al Fontes, 2016, Clark Conover, 2018, and Granada wrestling coaches Rich and Dick Bailey, father and son, who were inducted in 2017 and 2020, respectively. Bronson has been an integral part of the sport of wrestling and many other extracurricular activities in the Livermore School District for nearly six decades. Hired in 1964 at Livermore High School as a social science teacher, Bronson took the helm as the head wrestling coach in 1966 and continued until the end of 1974, when he was promoted to an administrative position at the school. During that same time frame, he also coached football and baseball. Nearly a decade later, he took over the wrestling program for a one-year stint during the 1982-83 season when the program was unexpectedly in need of a head coach. A master at the art of motivating his athletes, as well as promoting his program, Bronson on average had up to 80 kids on his roster and was also very instrumental in organizing Rooter buses for students and fans to attend away dual meets. During his coaching tenure, Bronson produced 7 East Bay Athletic League championship teams, 33 individual EBL champions, 4 North Coast Section Region 2 placers, 1 NCS Region 2 champion, 8 NCS placers, 1 NCS champion and a Northern California champion in 1967. Amador boys run ends in NorCal volleyball tourney. The week after winning the NCS Division 1 boys volleyball championship, Amador Valley saw its season come to an end with a loss to St. Francis of Mountain View in the CIF Northern California tournament. The Lancers shut down the host Dons in straight sets, winning 25-16, 25-22, 25-23. Amador had a strong run through the season, finishing 28-8 overall, with a 10-3 record in EBL play, and of course the NCS banner for the gym. Senior and Stanford-bound Nate Clinton was selected as the most valuable player for the EBL. Other Dons honored with postseason awards were Bryce Nohava and Colin Bowers with first-team picks. Colin Bowers was a second-team selection. It was a great season to close out the Amador coaching career of Aaron McFall. After spending 8 years overall, the last 5 as head coach, McFall will step away from the program. He racked up an overall record of 98-26, along with a 53-10 EBL mark since taking over in 2019. McFall has been a part of 3 EBL championships, 2017, 2018 and 2022, 3 NCS championships, 2017, 2019 and 2023, and 5 CIF NorCal appearances. The Dons will return a talented lot next season, as many of the underclassmen found substantial playing time this year. Juniors Aiden Husejnovic, Parker Brookhart, and Ryan Yu, as well as sophomores Nick Nyack and Max Ryder, all contributed this season. Amador Swimming and Diving. Here are the results for the Dons from the CIF State Swimming and Diving Championships held May 13 in Clovis. Diving. Ben Lentz finished 17th on the 1-meter board, coming in as the number 21 seed. Girls. Riley Hutchinson finished her outstanding freshman season, finishing 11th in the 200 freestyle in a season best and All-American consideration time of 1 minute 50 seconds and 86 milliseconds. She also got 10th in the 500 free, in an All-American consideration time of 4 minutes 55 seconds and 24 milliseconds. The girls' 400 free relay, consisting of seniors Florence Lin and Lily Chow, sophomore Sydney Goldstein and Hutchinson finished 29th. Boys. Senior Hayden Tupper ended his stellar high school swim career with the Dons by finishing 18th in the 200 free with a time of 1 minute 40 seconds and 12 milliseconds, and 24th in the 100 free, turning in a season-best 46.37. Editor's note. Dennis Miller is a contributing sports writer for the Pleasanton Weekly. To contact him about his Pleasanton Preps column, email acesmag@aol.com.